Random Jottings of Hinge and Brackett with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett. With Jean Haywood as Maud and friends and neighbours at Stacton Trestle in The Holiday Prize.
Travel facilities in Stacton Trestle have always been sparse. The railway station, for example, closed long ago when Jimmy Savile was no more than an away day in his mother's eye. And the advance passenger train was something we all looked forward to rather than back on. There is a regular bus service. The only trouble is that now they've built the bypass, the bus bypasses us. One can, of course, stand on the hard shoulder and thumb a lift. Evadne's had one or two interesting experiences this way. She's been picked up twice by the motorway maintenance men. I think they thought she was a broken lamp standard. However, local travel facilities have taken a turn for the better, as I recently discovered. I say, Evadne, have you ever seen a travel agent in the High Street?
Well, I may have done without knowing it, dear. They don't wear uniforms, do they?
Number 31, the High Street. Surely that's where Danny Williams' coach hire business is.
Are you soliloquizing or asking me, Hilda?
Well, I'm asking you, Evadne. But if my language is not precise enough for you, ignore it. I don't want a lot of mouth.
Yes, you're right.
About what?
Number 31, the High Street. That is where Danny Williams' coach hire business is.
Then he's gone. That's funny. He was definitely there a couple of weeks back. He waved as I went past. He was feeding the horse.
What is that you're reading anyway, Hilda?
Well, it's from the travel agency that's just opened in the High Street at number 31. Advertising material. And they're running a competition. Have you ever been to Gibraltar, dear?
No, I haven't.
I have.
I know, dear. You have told me.
I was there during the war.
Yes. 10 days in 1940.
I've never really told you the full story, though, have I?
Well, what you told me didn't sound like an abbreviated version, Hilda. It was on a very long time.
Oh, it was heavenly, Evadne. I've never seen so many sailors in my life. I'd adore to go back.
Haven't you left it a bit late, dear? I mean, the way they've cut the Navy, there can't be many sailors there now. Just a nuclear submarine or two.
Well, at least I could get into a nuclear submarine, Evadne. You couldn't. Not without your head sticking up through the conning tower. Oh, I'd love to show you around the rock, dear. The Moorish Castle, St. Michael's Cave, the Trafalgar Cemetery.
Oh, that sounds jolly.
And I bet those Barbary apes would love you. Oh, and you could go trolling for mackerel.
Hilda, if ever I decided to go trolling, I'd do it for something a little more interesting than mackerel.
We could win 2 weeks' holiday in Gibraltar if we entered this competition.
I wouldn't want to spend 2 weeks in Gibraltar with you, Hilda. I should feel it too much of a disadvantage. It would be rather like spending a fortnight in the Greek islands with Homer.
Oh, nonsense. You'd love it. All you have to do is imagine that you're in Gibraltar and that you're trying to get someone in England to join you there by sending them a telegram.
You can't send telegrams anymore, Hilda.
Perhaps you can from Gibraltar, dear. Mm. Anyway, it's only a competition. Now, they want a telegram-style message that must intrigue, worry, or otherwise cause your friend to fly out to you. And it has to be composed from the initial letters of the word Gibraltar.
Nah, forget it.
Oh, no, it's simple there, really. I've actually done one already, one of these entries. How about this now? German Infantry Brigade, that's GIB, running amok, RA. Leave town, arrange rescue. Well,
Isn't it a little late for that German infantry brigade stuff, dear?
Oh, do you think so? Well, we'll cut the infantry brigade. Let's just say... I know. German in bedroom.
Does it have to be a German, dear?
Oh, all right, then. Gibraltarian, Greek, Guatemalan, I'm easy.
No. I think you ought to keep off nationalities altogether, dear. I mean, the judges may feel it's got a sort of racial slant. Make it a trade of some sort. Gas man.
I'm not sure they have gas in Gibraltar. No, it's got to be a little more intriguing than that. What about a gondolier?
Hilda, they don't have gondoliers in Gibraltar. No canals. Well,
he could be there on holiday. I mean, they must take holidays, mustn't they? I mean, their arms must get awfully tired playing about with those great poles of theirs. Yes, that's it. Gondolier in bedroom running amok. Stop. Leave tonight and rescue. You see, dear, it's the gondolier that's the winning touch. It's so imaginative.
Yes, isn't it? And I'm not sure who'd most need rescuing, you or the gondolier.
Oh, I say, then, do you remember that lovely old song called The Gondolette? The one that I sang for that Save the Empire Theatre concert at Snitterton the night before it closed.
Mm. Yes, I do, dear.
Be a poppet and see if you can find it for me, will you? I'm sure it's in the piano stool somewhere.
I'll have a look.
I was dressed, I remember, in a lilac domino with a black silk loo mask. And I was pulled across the stage against a backdrop from Götterdämmerung. In what passed for a gondola, but the wheels were wonky and we wobbled all the way.
Yes, and some wag in the gallery shouted, "Who'd be a sailor on a night like this?" And threw his hat at you.
He threw it to me, Evadne, not at me. He was from HMS Ajax. And you know, tucked inside the hatband was a train ticket to Chatham and an invitation to Navy Days at the dockyard. Oh, happy times.
Yeah. Well, I can't find the gondolette here, Hilda. What about the fleets in port again?
Yes, let's do that. Ship ahoy! I could almost smell the ozone. I say, that day. Who's that strange man knocking at the window?
Well, I may not be very good at guessing games, dear, but I'd say he was a milkman. I mean, the peaked cap with sect and dairy on it provides the clue.
Well, it's certainly not our milkman. He's not whistling. And he doesn't have cotton wool in his ears. What's he doing at the window?
Now, why don't you ask him, dear?
I don't like the look of him. That face is vaguely familiar. I've probably seen it on a wanted poster outside the police station. Who are you?
on the notebook.
Now I recognize him, Hilda. He was a delivery man from that furniture warehouse, remember? He delivered that DIY settee that I bought.
I knew I disliked him.
Well, open the window and see what he wants, dear.
Very well, if that may, but be it on your own head.
Do you mind if I come in?
Well, what do you want?
Money.
Very bad, me. I told you, dear, it's a stick-up.
£1.54, and I don't want to have to write a ransom note for it.
Pay the milk bill, would you, Evadne? I seem to have mislaid my purse.
It's all right, Hilda. I found it. Here it is.
Honestly, who but you would be able to see it on top of the grandfather clock? Now, my dear, if you want your money, hold your hands out.
Is the entire sum to be paid in eightpence?
Our old milkman was perfectly happy to accept anything anyone offered him, wasn't he, Daphne?
Only two keys.
That probably explains why he retired early with a bad back.
Incidentally, why have you come to the garden window and not to the front door?
I've been knocking at the front door for the past 5 minutes, and no one has answered.
I didn't hear you knocking.
Well, I'm not surprised. The racket you two's making.
Racket? Do you say racket? Are you tone deaf? Dr. Hinder and I are an operatic duo.
Yeah? Duo much?
Oh, good heavens, that's all we need. A comical milkman. Now, you've had your money, why don't you go?
Just one more thing. Have you got a bottle for me?
A bottle? It's not Christmas.
A milk bottle.
Well, it's up to you to bring those, dear. I mean, if you've forgotten your bottles, you might just as well not have called.
An empty milk bottle.
Why? What have you brought the milk in, dear, a churn?
I do hope you're not travelling with a cow.
Look, let's stop again, shall we? Stacton Dairies have, this week, delivered to you 7 bottles. To the best of my knowledge, only 6 have been returned. The question is, where is the 7th?
Do I look like the sort of woman who might be concealing an empty milk bottle about her person? Our bottle still has milk in it.
I'd expect us to compete with cheap European milk if you will keep pinching our bottles.
I knew it would come to this one day, Hilda, if you refuse to use the bottle bank. I'll go and see if I can find it.
Here. You don't put our milk bottles in the bottle bank, I hope.
I don't put anything in the bottle bank. I can't reach it. And I can't tell you what she puts in because I'm not tall enough to see. And what happened to the do-it-yourself furniture business then?
The bottom fell out of it.
I'm not surprised it fell out of our settee as well.
Oh. I see you're doing the competition from that treble firm, eh? Like competitions, do you?
I can take them or leave them.
You know, we got a competition running. I'll give you a leaflet. You can win 3 pints of milk a day, free, for a whole year. You just have to answer one simple question.
What's the question?
Why do you want 3 pints of milk a day, free, for a year?
I don't.
Well, there you are, then. That's your answer, isn't it? Mind you, you're not likely to win with that.
Voila!
Oh, Evadne, you've got it.
Yes, there you are, then. 1 milk bottle. Would you like me to get breakfast for you?
No, that'll do lovely. Well, I'll see you next week, then. Same time, same place. And don't forget, a milkman is not just a milkman. To some people, he is the nearest they get to a friend.
Good night.
What an awful man. I bet he won't do double cream at Christmas.
Well, now we know what day and time he's going to be coming for his money each week. We can make sure Maud's here to meet him.
And the next time I sticks a note in my bottle, read it, you lazy lummox.
I tried to read it tonight, but I couldn't crack the code.
She's just met him by the sound of it.
I warn you, Next time I get pineapple yogurt instead of thin pork sausages, you'll go back to that dairy of yours with a bit of wind up your shirt.
We're in here, Maud, dear. Come in and simmer down.
Oh, what a morning. I'm ever so sorry I'm so late, Dame Milder, but I've been holding Mr. Larkin's lollipop.
Well, I hope you've washed your hands, dear. We don't want sticky finger marks all over the furniture.
I presume, Maud, that you mean old Mr. Larkins, who looks after the school crossing.
Well, I certainly don't mean young Mr. Larkins, the bank manager, doctor.
Why were you holding Mr. Larkins' lollipop, Maud? Where was Mr. Larkins?
He were in the window of the men's wear shop, rolling about with a lorry driver.
He was always a bit of an exhibitionist. That's why he became a druid.
The things they have to do these days to supplement their incomes.
Mm. We weren't supplementing his income, Dame Mulder. We were having high old time. Say, as I were going to the bus stop to come here, I sees old Mr. Larkins standing at his crossing, and he's shivering and he's shaking and his eyes is streaming. And I could see as he had the flu. You've got the flu, says I. Mind your own business, says he. Give us your lollipop and get off home, says I.
I'll do no such thing, says he,
slipping his lollipop behind his back. So I gives him a shove and I grabs it.
Doesn't he have a marvellous way with the sick?
Let go, says he.
I'll not, says I.
And he lugs me right out in the road. And we's out there towing and throwing this lollipop like lumberjacks soaring a tree. When round the corner this lorry comes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, the lorry's on the left, so we steps to the right. But he veers to the right, so we runs to the left. And then he swings to the left, so he jumps to the right. And that's when the lorry hit the post. Well, never heard children laugh like it. It did your heart good to hear him.
I bet it sent a nice warm feeling through the lorry driver as well.
Not him. They were a right old misery. And he was shouting his fist through the hole in his windscreen.
Oh, some people are so transparent, aren't they, dear?
Well, he were halfway out of his cab when Larkins grabs his lollipop back off of me. And I'll never know how he did it, but that lollipop hit that driver and it hit him where it hurt. Because he gives a yell and he jumps on Larkins. Wow. The lorry driver picks him up, just like he were a babby, and chucks him right through the window of the menswear shop. And then in he goes after him.
Oh, they're not people to be messed about with, those lorry drivers, dear. You can tell that by the way they overtake.
Mind it's an ill wind, Dame Milder. As I says to Larkins, you've got a lot to thank me for, Mr. Larkins. That little bit of exercise has completely cured your cold.
Ever the good Samaritan, Maud.
Well, I'd best begin to catch up on me work, I suppose.
Oh, Maud, do me a favour, dear, will you? When you leave, pop this letter in the post.
Oh, I'll do it now, Dame Mildred, while I've still got me hat on. So you're entering that competition, are you? I've entered that.
Have you, dear? Oh, I see. Say, Evadne, wouldn't it be lovely if we all won?
Quite frankly, Hilda, I can think of nothing worse than 2 weeks in Gibraltar with you and your gondolier and Maud. I'd sooner go on a raccoon hunt.
Well, I've never been very successful with competitions before. In fact, about all I'd ever won was a card of sailmaker's needles. And that was a consolation prize. The first prize was a yacht. So you can imagine my surprise when I heard that I had actually won 2 weeks' holiday in Gibraltar for us both. Well, it wasn't long before I was methodically checking my list of things we would need to take with us. Gloves, handkerchiefs, hangers, hairbrush, hairpins, hats, hot water bottle, identity card.
What?
Oh, no, it's all right, dear. Ignore it. I'll cross off ration books as well. You know, this list is so old, it hasn't even got my camera on it. And I promised Maud faithfully I'd bring back lots of photographs. She was so disappointed that she didn't win, because she'd love to go.
Well, if you feel that sorry for her, Hilda, why didn't you give her ours? I'd be quite happy to sacrifice. And a fortnight without Maud would be a holiday in itself.
Well, I thought of that, Evadne, but I don't think Gibraltar's awfully suitable for Maud. She's so prone to nosebleed. Oh, to think that this time next week we shall be sitting on a sun-crept roof terrace, the air heavy with the scent of hibiscus, sipping something long and cooling. I wonder if Pedro is still there.
The fisherman?
No, he ran a little bar in the main street. It was out of bounds to the Navy, but it was always full of sailors. Well, you know how very sensible the English are about rules, especially sailors. Mind, I dare say Pedro's dead now. If he isn't, he'll be about 113.
Well, talk about resurrecting old friendships.
Well, he was 70 then, you know, and he used to dance on the tables. And if you wanted a glass, you had to get on the table and get your own. Oh, we had such fun.
You know, Hilda, I would do almost anything to get out of this trip. À la recherche du temps perdu.
Well, French isn't going to get you very far in Gibraltar, dear. I say, Evadne, it's that blessed milkman again at the windows. Why, after all these weeks, is he still not going to the front door?
Because every time he goes there, Maud has him. He swears we keep her just to frighten off intruders.
Well, you've got my purse, I suppose.
No, dear, I haven't. Anyway, it's my turn to pay him. I'll let him in.
Morning, ladies.
£1.54 and one empty bottle. That's your lot. Good morning.
No, Evadne, no, wait, dear. You haven't told him that we'll not be acquiring any milk for 2 weeks from the 15th.
Did you hear that?
I heard that. From the 15th, I'll tell him.
You'll tell who?
My relief. I'm off on 2 weeks holiday on the 15th, going to Gibraltar.
You are?
Well, even the Spanish have no special objection to milkmen, you know.
But we're going to be out there those very same 2 weeks.
And you was promised the place to yourself, was you?
Well, it's not that. I was merely remarking on the coincidence.
Might one ask why you decided to go to Gibraltar at that particular time? It smacks of spite.
Well, it's the best time to be there, isn't it, eh? Anyhow, I know Gib like the back of my hand.
So do I.
I pass.
Mind you, I've not been there since I was in the Navy in 1952.
I've not been there since I was with the Navy in that... Yes, well, whenever it was.
It's an old Navy oppo I'm going with, you know. Big Barry. Cool. He was the chief petty officer on HMS Ajax. He's a bell of fun, his old Barry. Way! He's got no inhibitions, you know what I mean, eh? He'd do anything for a laugh. Well, I mean, that's what's an holiday about, isn't it, eh?
Oh, yes, I do so agree. Don't you, Evadne?
No.
Yeah. Did you know Pedro's?
Did I know Pedro's?
Did she know Pedro's?
Now listen, Barry knows Pedro's. We all know Pedro's. As soon as we get there, we're going to winkle you out. What? Paint the rock red, eh? First stop, Pedro's. Keep the small place. We'll find you. You two will have the holiday of a lifetime with me and Big Barry. Ooh. You want to see him limbo dancing? What? Big fella like him? What? 6'2". He's got shoulders like an ox, yet he can limbo the length of a long dining table with a pint of beer on top of his head. And when come closing time in the tartan bar, it's always Big Barry who was starkers on top of the table singing "This Old Hat of Mine."
Well, that settles it, Hilda. I am definitely not going. I simply couldn't face it.
But it's all arranged, dear. You've got an aeroplane ticket and a hotel room.
And I'll tell you what I'm going to do with them, Hilda.
Yes?
I'm going to give them to Maud. By the sound of it, Maud and Big Barry deserve each other.